我想我们先开头一同来读一些主的话。
I believe we should all begin by first reading the word of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多后书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，我们从16节读到18节。
We'll read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看《使徒行传》第26章。
Brothers and sisters, let us also turn to the book of Acts, chapter 26.
第19节。
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision.
我们回头看二十章。
Let's go back to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
But none of these things move me.Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他十八节的前一半，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
Verse 17 and the first half of verse 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.The eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
箴言
Proverbs.
箴言第二十九章
Proverbs chapter 29.
第十八节
Verse 18.
对，说没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people perish. The people are unrestrained.
唯独为遵守律法的便为有福。
But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
其实这里的律法呢，应该把它领会作律。
He that keepeth the law, the commandments, we understand as the law.
律，我们就有福了。
If blessed is he that keepeth the law.
这里放肆，原文也可以说是分散。
The original, when it says the people are unrestrained, the people scatter.
也翻作灭亡。
And the original text also is translated as the people perish.
好，我们再看先知以西结书。
From the prophet Ezekiel.
第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
我们最后再看一处。
Lastly, the book of Amos. The book of Amos.
第七节。
Verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
弟兄姊妹都已经知道,
Brothers and sisters, we all know
这次主给我的负担,
the burden which the Lord has given me this time
是出自哥林多后书4章18节,
is from the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
使徒保罗告诉我们要顾念所不见,
the Apostle Paul tells us to behold that which is unseen.
昨天早晨我们已经 和弟兄姊妹一同有了一些的交通。
Yesterday morning, we had some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面告诉我们,
The Apostle Paul tells us at 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
我们基督徒承受神的指示,
For Christians, when we receive this ministry of the Lord,
我们不应该丧胆,
We ought not to faint.
那么保罗告诉我们在这诸多仇敌的攻击艰难的环境里面,
Paul tells us, even amidst the various many attacks of the enemy,
我们如何承受了这个指示而不丧胆呢?
How we are able to receive then this ministry from the Lord and not faint?
那就是我们必须要看见所不见的。
That is, we must be able to see that which is unseen.
如果你能看见所不见的, 那么你就不丧胆。
Now, if we're able to see that which is unseen, then we would faint not.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道神把一个重要的托付放在我们的身上。
Now, we know that God has entrusted, committed unto us a very important commitment.
我们今天要在这个败坏的世界里,在仇敌四部的环境里面,
In this corrupt world where the enemy surrounds us,
要成全神的这个托付。
We must perfect, fulfill then this commitment of the Lord.
那么我们 需要能看见,
we must be able to see that which is unseen.
我们昨天也说过,
yesterday we also shared,
在我们基督徒属灵的侍奉和生活里,
amongst the service and life of Christians,
有三个重要的因素控制我们,
there are three very important factors which control us.
而这三个因素呢, 都是看不见,
and these three factors are unseen.
第一个,
first,
神看不见,
that God, he is invisible.
但是呢, 神借着他的显现和启示,
but God, through his appearing and his revelation,
使我们可以知道他的存在,
that we clearly know he exists,
并且可以接受他给我们的指示和带领,
and we're able then to receive his direction and his guidance.
这个我们昨天已经略略地讲过,
and we have somewhat mentioned about this yesterday.
那么第二个看不见,
the second unseen thing,
就是天使,
now that is the angels.
这是神的差役,
and they are the ministers sent by God.
神借着看不见的天使在地上来执行他自己的命令,
through the angels who are unseen, God sends them to execute his commandment on earth.
这个你也可以在圣经中看见很多的例子,
we're able to see many of such examples in the scriptures.
我想这个我不需要多的解释,
I don't think I have to expound on this too much.
第三个重要的事情,
and the third important matter,
神就是在这个宇宙里面设下了各样不同的律,
that God have established many different laws in the universe.
神借着这些看不见的律,
and it's through these unseen laws he has set up to rule and govern this universe.
在看不见的, 在今天我们这个物质的世界里面,
in the physical world which we live in today,
我们知道已经有很多看不见的律在管理我们,
we know there are many natural laws which are unseen that govern us.
在人类的历史上,
throughout man's history,
我们看见有很多有智慧的人, 很多科学家,
we see many who have wisdom, many scientists.
他们从 这个宇宙中 找出了许多神的律。
From the universe, they're able to find out these laws that are ordained by God.
每次这个律找出来的时候，
and each time they find out such a law,
对整个世界就产生重大的影响。
There would be then a very great impact throughout the world.
这些所谓的 scientific law,
and these so-called scientific laws,
这一些的律今天给我们带来了生活中很多的方便，
will bring upon our daily living many conveniences,
带来了很多好处，
and many benefits.
是因为他们从神所创造的自然界里面发现这些定律。
That is beyond the natural world which God has created. These scientists find out these laws.
今天我们都知道，在这个世界中，教育是很重要的事情。
We know in this world, education is very important.
教育的目的是什么呢？
Now, what is the purpose of education?
教育最大的目的就是让我们更多的发现我们所存在世界中的各样的律。
The greatest purpose of education is in order to find out all the scientific laws which are established in this world that we live in.
所以你看见今天大学很多。
Therefore, we see many universities.
研究所很多。
There are many scientific labs.
为什么人要花这么多力气去做这些东西？
Why must man expend so much resources to do such things?
因为我们知道在这个自然界的里面隐藏之处还有很多东西是我们所不知道的。
That is because man realized in this natural world which we live, there are many hidden things which we still yet to discover.
人花了非常大的人力和财力在做这件事情。
Man has used great manpower, many resources, and much energy to discover these things.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们作为神的儿女，
as the children of God,
我们要知道在属灵的世界里面也是一样，神用各样的律在管制。
Likewise, in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, God has set up many spiritual laws to govern, to execute His work.
我们今天看看到底有多少神的儿女们呢？努力的在主面前来追寻，来认识这些律呢？
And then we have to ask ourselves, how many of the children of God likewise would strive and diligently use their energy to find out such laws?
我们把属灵的生活，把教会的生活看成一种宗教行为。
Do we view spiritual life, spiritual service as merely religious activity?
这是何等大的错误！
And what a great error this is!
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神用他自己的律在管理他的教会。
God uses His own law to govern His church.
使徒保罗明白这件事情。
Now the Apostle Paul understands this.
神的律是看不见的。
Now the law of God is unseen.
但是是可以知道的。
But it is clearly known.
所以你看，你如果读罗马书，
Therefore, when we read the book of Romans,
你看见保罗是多么清楚神的律。
We're able to see how clear understanding that Paul has of the laws of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要主的恩典。
Today, how much we need the grace of the Lord
在我们的身上来做工。
To work upon us.
我常常和我们许多弟兄姊妹这样勉励。
And many times I encourage brothers and sisters in this way.
也许尽我们一生的努力追求，我们可能不会成为专家。
Even with the pursuit of our entire life to diligently pursue, we would not be an expert.
但是至少你不要外行。
But at least let us not be outsiders, amateurs.
你怎么能不外行呢？
How can we be not amateurs?
如果你懂得神的律，你就不外行。
If we know, understand the law of God, we would not be outsiders.
如果你不明白神的律，
If we do not know the law of God,
你始终都是个外行。
No matter what we say, we're outsiders.
我们很容易被人家牵着鼻子走。
Very easily, we'll be led by our nose.
所以我们需要主给我们的怜悯。
We need the mercy of the Lord.
我们看见在这个教会历史上面，
We can see throughout church history,
许多侍奉神的人，
Many who serve God,
他们都是被看不见的事物所抓住。
They are those who are taken captive by those unseen things.
从旧约到新约。
And even from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
昨天晚上我们弟兄提到了一些的弟兄们。
And yesterday evening, our brother mentioned some brethren before us.
这些弟兄们能给神的家，给神的教会带来祝福。
And these brethren would bring much blessing to the church, to the house of God.
因为这般人都是被看不见的事物所抓住的。
Because such individuals are ones who are captive by the unseen things.
他们不是一般凭眼见跟随神的。
And they are not merely ones who follow the Lord by the things which are seen.
所以今天我们何等需要主的恩典呢？
Therefore, how much we need of the grace of the Lord today.
所以神在他所创造的里面，
In God's creation,
他定下了一个规则。
And he has set this principle.
就是看不见的控制看得见。
It is those which are unseen will control the things that are seen.
我希望弟兄姊妹呢，我们不把这些东西当作是一个 玄妙的东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, I hope that we would not deal with these matters of things that are very abstract.
不把这些东西当作是一个抽象的东西。
That we are not thinking these are mystical and abstract things.
这对我们来讲实在太重要。
Because they are very important unto us.
那么到底神用什么样的律在这里管理他的百姓和教会？
Then we must ask, what law is it that God will use to govern and rule His church, His people?
我们昨天讲了罗马书第八章第二节，非常的重要。
And yesterday we shared Romans chapter 8 verse 2, that is very important.
他告诉我们，神在基督里赐给我们有生命和圣灵的律。
There it tells us that in Christ we are governed by the Spirit of life.
他告诉我们说呢，这个律是生命的，这个律是属灵的。
This law is one of spirit and of life.
所以今天呢，如果我们的侍奉、我们的生活、我们的敬拜不是生命的，不是属灵的，你就不在这个律里面。
Therefore, if our life, our service, our worship today is not under this law of spirit and of life, then we're not following the law.
我们知道什么是律呢？如果你按照这个法则做，它那个结果一定是这样。
Now, what is a law? A law is if you follow this order, this law, then you have the same result.
如果你不在这个律的里面，
if you're outside of this law,
你不可能达到属灵的果效。
You cannot obtain to that spiritual fruitfulness.
使徒保罗告诉我们，
and the Apostle Paul tells us,
如果今天我们不在生命和圣灵的律里面，
if we are not living under the law of spirit and of life,
那么你就会落在罪和死的律里面。
Then we are following the law of sin and death.
什么是罪呢？
And what is sin?
罪不光是外面一些不好的行为。
Now sin is not merely actions that are not good.
弟兄姊妹们，罪是一个大的错误。
Now sin is a great error.
他叫你达不到神的目的。
Yeah, sin causes us not to hit the target of God.
所以今天如果我们一生的生活在一个错误的情况里面，
therefore in our daily living, if we're living in error,
那我们真是悲哀啊。
Then that is great sadness.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
让我们能够在生命圣灵的律里面得释放。
So that we will be delivered into the law of the spirit of life.
让我们脱离罪和死的律。
That will be delivered from the spirit of the law of sin and death.
今天我们看见有很多神的儿女们。
Today we see many children of God.
我们对这些事情并不能够有好的分辨。
That we would not be able to discern well these matters.
所以在属灵追求上，我们重知识。
Now, therefore, in our spiritual pursuit, we focus on knowledge.
其实你在创世纪里面很清楚看见。
Now we're able to see clearly in Genesis.
当初神已经告诉我们，这个知识是跟生命是对立的。
Now God already clearly tell us, life and knowledge they are in contrast to one another.
生命树、知识树。
There is the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Correct.
人注重知识。
Man will pay attention to knowledge today.
不够注重生命。
And we do not focus on life.
人注重外面的做法。
Now we focus on the external action.
注重组织。
And our organization.
注重很多规条。
And many statutes.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得这些东西会叫我们偏离神的律。
We must realize such things will help, will make us depart from the law of God.
今天我们有很多教会看起来为什么那么样的世俗化呢？
We're able to see how come the church is so worldly today.
因为没有跟随圣灵的带领。
That is because we are not following the guidance of the Spirit. We are not living in the Spirit.
所以我们常常有些弟兄姊妹会有个感觉到，有些聚会里面呢，你闻不到属灵的空气。
Therefore, when we see many brothers and sisters go to a spiritual gathering, we do not have that atmosphere of the Spirit.
因为他们在这里不注重灵里面的敬拜。
Because there is no focus of the worship that is in the Spirit.
注重世俗的。
And we're focused on the worldly matters.
注重外表的那些节目规条的。
And the outward appearance and the activity and all the rituals.
所以偏离了神的律。
And that's departed away from the law of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神已经定下了一个规则。
God have already set this law, this principle.
是看不见的，控制看得见。
And that is those things which are unseen will direct the seen things.
神要借着生命和圣灵的律引导我们。
Through the law of the spirit of life, God will direct us.
这是昨天早晨呢，我和弟兄姊妹们所有的交通。
And this is the sharing we had with brothers and sisters yesterday.
当然如果关于这个点我们再讲很多啊。
Of course, we can expound much more on this point.
我只能简单的稍微的提一下。
Now, I can only simply mention that.
今天早晨。
Now, this morning.
我们要进一步和弟兄姊妹们交通。
Now, we have to enter a step further to share with brothers and sisters.
我们看见 神有目的,
we're able to see that God has a purpose.
但是神的目的也是看不见的,
yet the purpose of God is likewise unseen.
那么神在历史上他怎样使人能够看见他的目的呢?
Then throughout history, how God is able to make known his will to man.
他就是借着异象开启神所看不见的那个目的。
It is through vision that he will reveal unto man his purpose, which is invisible.
我想可能对于我们在座弟兄姊妹来说,
Now, I believe to brothers and sisters here,
这个神的目的啊, 我们多年来讲,
the purpose of God we have shared on many, many years.
对这个名词大家并不陌生,
Now, we are very familiar with this term.
但是呢,
but
我在这里还是需要有一点的提醒,
I must still have some reminders here.
我们要知道神的目的只有一个,
we must understand that God only has one purpose.
我们必须看清楚这个点,
and we must see very clearly this point.
神没有很多目的,
there are not many purposes of God.
今天地上整个基督教里面,
now today, Christendom on earth,
我们看见人设立了很多东西,
man has established many, many things.
许多五花八门的东西,
and they have established so many different things.
混乱神的目的,
and it is to confuse the purpose of God.
我们以为说神有很多的目的,
then we would think God has many different purposes.
不,神只有一个目的,
no, God only has one purpose.
今天我们要侍奉神,
and today when we serve God,
我们要跟随主,
we want to follow the Lord.
我们必须知道我们也只有一个目的,
we must also understand there's only one purpose.
我非常感谢主,
and I really thank the Lord.
我很年轻的时候,
when I was young,
实在接受了一些前面弟兄们给我们美好的带领,
and we have received much of the guidance of the saints before us.
所以从二十几岁, 我26岁蒙召出来侍奉主,
and even in my 20s, I was called out to serve the Lord when I was 26.
但是我里面很清楚, 神给我们只有一个目的,
but very clearly within, I know that God only has one purpose for us.
当然今天我们也晓得神的这个目的就是基督,
of course today we all understand the purpose of God is Christ.
啊, 那么, 神除了基督,
besides Christ, God has no other purpose.
但是呢, 我们要从历史上面呢, 要得着警惕,
throughout history, we must have this reminder, this alert.
神绝不容许任何人更改他的目的,
God does not allow for anyone to change his purpose.
我们人呢, 常常胆大妄为,
now, man is very bold and do as they wish.
啊, 我就觉得我们, 你看见教会历史上很多人犯这个错误,
and we can see throughout church history, many would have this error.
很多时候我们更改神的目的,
and many times we try to change the purpose of God, and this is very frightening.
我们要知道,
now we must know,
神用他的全智, 他的完全的智慧,
now God will use his wisdom, his omniscience, his wisdom.
他是称为 all wisdom,
and this is his all wisdom.
用全智,
and by his omniscience, all wisdom, he has determined this plan. And this is a perfect plan. We do not need to adjust this plan whatsoever. There's no change with this plan. And no one can be his counselor.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们知道神用他完全的智慧做了一个完美的计划,
and we know that with his all wisdom, God has made this perfect plan. As long as we follow and live according to this plan, all is well. And after he has set up this perfect plan, God also has used his almighty power to complete this plan. And why is it that our God is called the Almighty God? Because he will use all his might to complete this plan. Many times I feel, many times those who serve God, they don't have sight, God in their sight. Because we only see man before us. So then we use man's wisdom, man's ways. Do we know just how great our God is? And even heaven and earth cannot contain him. And his wisdom is infinite. His power is infinite. What can we do for him? Dear brothers and sisters, we can only obey him. So God is after those who follow him. God is not after those who have their own opinion. So to this purpose of God, we must have a God-fearing heart toward this. We must respect him, honor him in this way.
那么呢，神的目的呢？
Now this purpose of God,
它是一个看不见的。
It is one that is invisible.
它确实掌管着整个的宇宙。
But yet this purpose also reigns, rules over the entire universe.
我们知道地上任何事情的这个演变。
We know even with the vast changes in this world,
都是为着它的目的。
It is in order to fulfill His purpose.
我们不要以为说呢，世界到了有一个地方，到了一个时候呢，那失去它的控制了。好像在神的这个控制之外，不会。
Now, do not be mistaken. There is nothing that's outside of the control of God at a certain time, a certain place that is beyond the control of God.
所以你知道吗？这也是我们今天跟随主的人里面最大安息的一个原因。
And that is the greatest reason why we who follow the Lord can have a true, perfect rest.
因为今天我们处在一个空前变化的时代。
That is because we live in a generation that has so many changes that has never seen before, that has taken place.
全世界都动荡不安。
And it is chaos throughout the world in turmoil.
变化非常大。
And the drastic is these changes.
弟兄姊妹，我们害怕吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we fearful?
如果你里面有了看见，
If you have this vision within,
你就安息了。
Then we would have rest.
我们知道这一切很多事情都是神所许可的。
Because we realize all these things that take place are allowed by God.
并且这一切的变化都为着他的目的在效力。
And in fact, all such changes are working together for His purpose.
并且呢，我们知道无论今天仇敌的作为怎样可怕，
we must also realize no matter what the work of the enemy is, how fearful they are,
没有办法改变神的目的。
It cannot never change the work purpose of God.
我每次读启示录的时候啊，
when we read Revelation,
我里面都觉得这个怎么说呢？好像我在暗笑。
Within, when I read Revelation, it seems like I am smirking and I'm just laughing a bit.
看那个魔鬼啊，这样做那样做，神老早这个写出来，你会这样做。
We can see all the activity of the enemy trying to do this and maneuver that, but God has already written out and told us long ago.
到最后你的结局就是那样。
And even at the end, that is His end.
你无法破坏神的目的。
No one can destroy the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
魔鬼做了很多事情呢，很多时候反而呢，好像推动了神的工作。
The devil has done much work, it seems, against the work of God, but in fact, it moves the purpose of God forward.
神的儿女不需要害怕。
So, children of God, we do not need to fear.
当然我们看见在神的百姓中有很多人为的错误。
Of course, we can see throughout history, there are many people of God that have wrong actions.
其实很多事情神预先就知道这个情况是怎样。
But yet God knows, foreknown all these situations.
不过这里有一个很重要的提醒。
But there is a grave reminder here.
如果我们犯了错误，
If we have erred,
这会给我们个人带来很大的亏损。
It will bring upon us very great shortcomings individually.
毁坏神的目的的。
Yet, those shortcomings individually cannot harm the purpose of God.
我年轻的时候啊，
When I was young,
在教会里面
In the church.
你看这个人做的毁坏神的工作。
And I say, look at this person's actions, how it harms the work of God.
那个年轻不懂，我说对对对，他毁坏。
And then I was young, I didn't know, yes, all this is bringing destruction to the work of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的伟大。
Do we just know how great our God is?
谁有这个本事能毁坏神的工作？
Who is able, would be able to destroy the work of God?
连魔鬼都不能。
Even the devil himself cannot.
你能毁坏神的工作吗？
How dare we think we could?
你有多大的能力啊？
Do we think we're that great that we can destroy the work of God?
不是你毁坏神的工作。
It is not that we can destroy the work of God.
是你在神的工作上遭遇亏损。
But we would come short of the work of God.
你没办法领受神的祝福。
And we cannot receive His blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，神定下这个目的，没有任何的事
情能改变。So when God has set this purpose, no one can change.
所以今天我们需要主给我们有够多的恩典。
So we must look to the Lord to give us sufficient grace today.
我常常感觉神的儿女们呢，需要做正确的选择。
Now, many times I feel as children of God, we have to make the right choice.
因为神给我们有自由的意志。
Because God has given us a free will to choose.
你愿不愿意走这条路？
Are we willing to choose to go on this way?
你愿不愿意照神的
意思做？ Are we willing to follow the will of God?
在属灵事上，神从来不勉强任何人。
In spiritual matters, God never coerces us.
就像当初神没有勉强亚当夏娃一样。
Just as at the beginning, he did not force Adam and Eve.
神让他自己做选择。
And allow for them to make the choice.
那么今天我们的选择是什么？
Today, what is our choice?
这实在是一个非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神的目的虽然是 看不见。
Though the purpose of God is invisible,
但是我们是可以知道的。
But it is clearly known to us.
那么特别在圣经里面给我们看见。
Especially in the Bible, we see.
神借着异象。
Through vision.
使人明白他的目的。
That he would allow man to understand his purpose.
我想这个异象这个词啊，现在我们恐怕也是听了很多啊。
Now I believe this term vision we have heard much.
你知道我想起一件很有趣的事情。
Now I think of this, that is very interesting.
主在1955-57两次带斯百克弟兄到远东。
Now it was in 1955 and 1957 when Brother Sparks visited the Far East.
因为我们的弟兄呢是有属灵启示的。
Now, because our brother, he's gifted with spiritual revelation.
所以他就专门讲异象。
So he focused on sharing about revelation.
在这个之前呢
before this,
我们弟兄姊妹中间很少人提到这个异象这个词。
Many few would mention this term, vision.
但从1957以后。
But after 1957,
哇就大家都讲异象。
Then everyone seems to speak on visions.
这个异象变成个时髦的名词啊。
And so this term visions became something very popular, very modern. 如果
要讲异象就觉得我这个有很高的这个位置啊。
So whoever would preach on visions, then they seem to be exalted to a higher position.
那么我1959年得救。
I was saved in 1959.
开头几年呢好像这个因为呢斯百克弟兄的执事在远东受到了限制。
Brother Sparks' ministry was restrained or limited in the Far East during those times.
那么1965以后
after 1965,
弟兄姊妹我们离开了原来的聚会。
Now, there was a group of brothers and sisters who left where we gathered together.
所以我们的弟兄们就大讲异象。
And we spend much time to share on visions.
哇讲到弟兄姊妹们呢开口闭口都是异象。
So it's always visions here and visions there.
结果这个影响了外面的其他基督徒的团体。
Now that's also impacted then other Christian gatherings outside of us.
所以大家也开始讲异象。
And they also begin to share on visions.
从那个时候开始起，这个异象这个词啊就被用的非常非常的多。
Now therefore, beginning from that time on, this term visions were greatly used.
你知道斯百克弟兄啊，他内心有一个很大的感叹。
Now you know our brother Sparks within his heart he has this great sighing.
他常常讲今天的基督教在地上把很多属灵的名词通俗化。
Many he would sigh and say that many Christians would use spiritual terms and make them very commonly used, broadly used.
Worldly.
Worldly.
把它用得很通俗化。
And they have used these spiritual terms very worldly.
所以我们慢慢讲这个东西好像觉得没什么不稀奇了。
Now, so the more we share on it, it seems so familiar that we find it not a wonder anymore.
所以你到处看见讲异象，这个也异象，那个也异象。
So we see someone sharing visions here, someone sharing visions there.
啊我记得有些年轻人说神给我异象要去读医学院。
And some young people say, well, God gave me a vision that I have to go into medical school.
他这个也变成异象。
And so even that becomes a vision.
弟兄姊妹异象不能乱用。
Now, brothers and sisters, we cannot misuse vision.
这异象实在是神给人一个很大的一个启示。
Now, vision is a great revelation which God gives unto man.
你在圣经中看见每一次异象临到人的时候。
You see each time when a vision comes upon us.
这个人里面会有一个什么感觉呢？
What is the feeling within man?
他就说觉得天开了。
They would feel that heaven has opened.
你看圣经中有很多天开了。
And many instances in the scriptures that the heavens opened.
什么叫做天开了？
And what does it mean that the heavens opened?
如果我们跑到外面去看那个天，天怎么开呢？
Now if we go out and look physically, then how does the heavens open?
但是呢，当这个启示临到的时候，
But when this revelation comes,
这个异象进来的时候，
And when this vision enters
in, 人里面的感觉就像天开了。
The feeling within is as if the heavens open.
所以可见呢，今天呢，在 这个物质的世界之外还有一个看不见的东西。
There, again, we're able to see beyond this physical world, there is an unseen world.
当神打开我们里面的眼睛
And when God opens our eyes within,
叫我们看见今天世界中所看不见的那个东那个世界。
So that we're able to see the world that's unseen today in this world.
你里面的感觉就像天开了一样。
Then our feeling within is as if the heavens open.
那是非常的荣耀的。
And that is how glorious that is.
那我们刚才读到以西结书第一章第一节就这样。
So when we read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1, that is the case.
就讲天开了，神的意象就临到。
And there it says, the heavens opens, and he saw visions of God.
在新约圣经里面多次讲到天开了。
And in the New Testament, how many times it says the heavens opened?
神就借着意象打开一个属灵的世界。
It's through a vision that God opens the spiritual realm to us.
的确，今天在这个物质的世界之后，还有一个属灵的世界。
That is true. In fact, beyond this physical world, there is a spiritual realm behind it.
我也是读到斯派克弟兄的书里面有这样的一句话。
And I remember reading theseWords in the book of Brother Sparks.
对不起，我们好像这多提到他了啊。
Now I apologize. Seems like we've been mentioning Brother Sparks many times lately. But he's a servant of God, and we do respect him.
我们也没意思去高举他。
It's no intention to exalt him.
主的确借着他做事。
But indeed, God does work through this brother.
他这样说。
And he mentioned.
他说现在对我来讲。
As for me, he says.
属灵的世界。比物质的世界更实在。
That the spiritual world to him is even more real than this physical world.
弟兄姊妹，你有这样的感觉吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we have such a sentiment?
因为我们的弟兄是被看不见的事物所抓住。
That is because our brother has been captured by the unseen things.
所以我们应该基督徒有这样的一个感觉。
Likewise, Christians, we ought to have such a sentiment.
今天只有主借着异象。打开这个属灵的世界
that through visions the Lord will open the spiritual world unto us
我们就能看见神的目的
then we're able to see that purpose of God
当然我们知道这个异象呢
of course then,
是一个超然的经历
we know that this vision is a supernatural experience
但是呢我们不要把它弄得很神秘、啊、
now let us not think of it as too mystic though
因为这是所有神的儿女们都可以经历的东西
because this is an experience all the children of God can experience
但它的确是超越自然的一个范围
but it does go beyond the natural scope it is supernatural
你知道为什么今天呢神的教会的工作会落到一个宗教的范围里。
Do we realize why is it that the work of the church today will fall into the scope of a religious activity?
任何一个时候，我们对于这个超然世界里面所有事物失去这种看见的时候
，That is because when we do not have an understanding, a vision of that which is in the supernatural realm,
我们就自然的就落到了。宗教的范围里面
Very naturally, then, will fall into the religious activity.
所以你看见今天基督教在地上的发展就是这样。
And that is the development of Christianity today in this world.
这实在是叫人很痛心、很可惜的一件事。
And this is something that saddens and aches our hearts.
我们失去的恩典。
And we have lost the grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢神。
We thank God.
神愿意把这样的经历赐给人。
God is willing to give such an experience to man.
我们借着异象
，through vision，
我们可以透过事情的。表象看见背后的本相
We're able to see through the phenomenon that's on the outward to see the reality behind this phenomenon.
这是多么重要的一件事情
And how important this matter is.
今天为什么在地上教会的光景这么混乱
Today, why is the condition of the church so chaotic?
因为我们缺少里面的看见
That is because we lack the vision within.
我们都是一直用我们天然的眼光在这里来看事情。
We continue to use our natural eyes to look at that which is before us.
我们分析，我们综合。
And we analyze and we centralize.
结果我们搞出了一些的事情，以为是对的。
And we come up with solutions we think are right.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
这个只有给主的教会带来。困惑带来难处。
This will only bring trouble and difficulty to the church of God.
我们必须要看见事物背后的那个本相是怎样。
We must be able to see the reality behind the phenomenon before us.
我觉得这些年呢，主给我呢有一点点的这个吸引和兴趣啊。
Now I feel lately God has attracted me, drawn me in this way to give me some interest in this area.
我很喜欢呢。 追溯啊那个属灵事物背后的那个真相。
I'm very interested to find out the truth behind the spiritual phenomena.
我也希望你也有这个兴趣。
And I hope that you also will have this interest.
我们要追为什么是这样。
We must find out why. Why is this happening?
怎么会出现这样的情况？
Why is this situation appearing?
对不对？
Right?
所以有很多时候，很多弟兄姊妹也很喜欢读一些属灵的书籍。
Now there are many brothers and sisters who like to read spiritual books.
你不要光字面上的读。
Now do not just read it on the letter of the word.
你要追溯。
You must dig.
当初他到底看见什么了
？Now what is it that this author have seen?
为什么他会这样的发表
？And why would he express it in this way?
就好像你读先知书一样。
Just when we read the prophetic books,
我们需要看见先知所看见的。
Now we must be able to see which the prophet saw.
然后你才能明白先知所写的是什么意思。
Then we will understand what is the prophet saying.
因为在这些字句的背后。有一个真相在哪
That is because behind the letter of the word, there is the truth behind it.
若是没有意象
Without vision,
我们就非常难
It's very difficult for us.
你再聪明也看不出来
Even if we are more wise, we cannot understand.
所以感谢神
We thank God.
神愿意把这个透视的眼光赐给人
God is able, willing to give us this sight, this vision to see through it and understand.
那个 insight 的能力
And we have this power, this understanding to have this insight.
那么弟兄姊妹们这就是保罗为着以弗所教会祷告的原因。
And this is the reason for Paul's prayer to the Ephesian church.
求神赐下智慧和启示的灵。
That the God the Father will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
使他们能够真知道。
That we would have true knowledge of him.
使他们眼睛得开。
That our eyes may be enlightened.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们晓得。
Today we understand.
神的目的。虽然是看不见的
The purpose of God, though, is invisible.
但是神的目的隐藏在一切事物的背后。
But the purpose of God is hidden throughout all things.
在这件事上
Upon this point,
你们要原谅我这样说。
Now forgive me for putting it this way.
人的智慧和经验是无用的。
Man's wisdom and experience toward this point is useless.
你看保罗在加拉太书就这样说。
And you see Paul saying this in Galatians.
他说我所得到的启示不是从人来的。
And the revelation which I receive is not of man.
那些有名望的也没有增加我什么东西。
And those of reputation did not add anything on for me.
表面上看起来很骄傲。
It seems like he is boasting in a sense.
其实不是的。
But in fact, no.
因为他在这说明一件是堕落的人。
Because he is expounding to let us clearly know the fallen man.
你本来的能力就不够大的。
That even our original power that is not suffice.
堕落之后呢，它更是有限。
And after we've fallen, is even more finite.
我们只能用人的智慧和能力，那么来明白神的事情呢
？How then we can use man's power and wisdom to try to find out and understand the things of God?
如果不是主开我们里面的眼睛
，If it is not for the Lord opening our eyes,
我们缺乏意象
，and we lack vision,
我们只能追逐事物的表象。
We can only find out what is on the surface.
所以你看见今天在地上很多人侍奉主。都是追逐外面的东西。
Therefore, you see many who serve the Lord today only after that which is outward.
我们以那个看得见的、摸得着的为满足。
And what we can see and what we can touch will satisfy us.
我们以为这样就是侍奉神。
And we think that is it, that is the service to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是何等的错误。
What wrong that is.
对不起，你让我再引用斯百克弟兄他的一个经历。
Now I apologize to use an example of Brother Sparks again.
我有次看读到他一张小小的一个单章。
One time I read a small tract. Of his.
他讲到他自己的转变
and he shared on his own transformation.
昨天我们弟兄也讲，他原来是浸信会的牧师。
Now our brother already somewhat mentioned yesterday, Brother Sparks was a pastor in the with the Baptists.
后来他碰见宾路易师母，他有大转变。
And after he encountered Jesse Penn Lewis, he was greatly changed.
他说呢，我从前呢，
he said,
这个呢，做牧师的时候呢。也很有果效。
Now, when I was a pastor, there seems to be much fruit.
因为他很有恩赐啊，很有口才啊。
Because he was very gifted, very eloquent.
圣经的知识也丰富。
He had great spiritual knowledge.
所以他说他在那里查经的时候，越查人越多。
And so when during his Bible study, more and more came to hear.
他也很尽牧师的责任，去照顾人，去看望。去扶持人
and he was very faithful as a pastor to visit and to care for the flock.
他看起来我做的也很有果效
and in his sight, it seems very fruitful.
但他说有一天当主把我的眼睛打开的时候
but he shared one day when the Lord opened up his eyes.
他说我再回头看我那些侍奉
and I reflect on all my previous service.
这是他的形容
and this is his description.
他说那些侍奉像儿戏
and those services is like child's play.
你看看在他里面
You're able to see then this drastic transformation within him. From that point on, no longer does he want to be a pastor. And he does not want anything with the Christian activity. But he has dedicated himself to spiritual matters. And this has great brought great blessings to the church. Brothers and sisters, we must acknowledge we have received great help from his ministry. We thank the Lord. He is man. He is a human. But he was greatly used by the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, from that point on, his eyes within were changed. No longer he's pursuing outward matters of the church. And he brings man back to the original purpose, that truth behind the matter. And indeed, I thank my Lord. Now, our brother's ministry has been much help to me. Some help, others receive greater help from him. When I was saved in my youth, and there was a transformation within me, and no longer to pursue the outward appearance. Now, 50 years ago, now Dana and I both are eligible to share on 50 years ago, where I gathered. There was much work that prospered. We know at that time. Before us, there was Brother Watchman Nee.
And
has brought us much spiritual, precious spiritual gifts. But as we develop and prosper in our work, and then man's eyes, their focus was on the work. And the work was so prosperous that all the brethren were very excited. I remember the last time I went. When I went into the gathering, and we saw this great huge map of the world. And our brother had the pointer pointing into the map. Today, we have a gathering place in Los Angeles. And then when he spoke, there was a light that shone on this location.
Hallelujah!
The congregation would shout loudly, Hallelujah! And they said, we have a gathering place in New York. And we have a gathering place in Australia. We have a gathering place in Africa. And each location he mentioned, the light would shine. And the excitement in the atmosphere in the congregation. Brothers and sisters, the result of pursuing after work, in fact, will come short and bring shortcomings to the work of God. And it is from that spiritual apex then that becomes the downfall. And Brother Nee mentioned these words. And Brother Nee said that the work is the trap of the worker. And our brother understood in his latter days the guidance of the Lord in these words. And so, but if the Lord calls us to be workers, we ought to work, right? But there's a principle we have to hold fast to. We can do the work, but we cannot love the work. And this is something many who serve the Lord cannot do. Look, this is my work, all the work of my hand.
This is my baby.
And then gradually this work becomes my baby. And we treasure it so much. And we love the work so much. And this is a great error.
发展的时候,
so in generations where there's great work that comes to prosper, the Lord has led brothers and sisters away from this congregation.
我当初也是其中之一个,我很年轻,
now I was very young at that time.
因为主
I was amongst one of them that left. The Lord opened our eyes. That we have somewhat of an understanding of the purpose of God.
And
then we understand we do not pursue the phenomenon outwardly. We must come to understand God from within. Now, of course, when I say such words today, I am embarrassed.
50年过来了,
50 years have gone past. I've come short of the Lord. We have not obtained to the condition which the Lord desires for us to be. Of course, we have gone through much weakness and failure.
到今天, 虽然我们的光景,
Even until today, our condition does not meet the requirement of God. But within me, I have this determination. I do not want to give up. And I do not want to change my direction. I continue to desire to follow the Lord on this direction. And many times I pray before the Lord. Lord, someone corrupt and unworthy as I. My service has... Much shortcomings for you. But that you will keep me. That you will keep me on this way until then. Regardless of the change ahead, we cannot be against this matter. So the Apostle Paul says, therefore, I have not been disobedient to that heavenly vision. Today, while on earth, it is a time of testing. We need the Lord's grace. If we only focus on the phenomenon, then that's outward appearance cannot help us to serve the Lord correctly. Dear brothers and sisters, the purpose of God is invisible. But through vision, He clearly makes known to us. Today, perhaps, as far as vision is concerned, we do not have a clear understanding. Many times we hear Christians say, God has shown us a blueprint. And we see this pattern, this model. We know this blueprint, this pattern is something that is dead. Now, if we were to build a house and we have this blueprint, it is something that is dead. And so Brother Sparks tells us, now vision is life. And vision continues to expand. And this is what you and I cannot imagine. It's not just by with one vision that is always the case. But that vision continues to expand within us. And continues to expand, expound within us. Because it is living, it is life. And how amazing this is. So brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord today, we need His grace. And many children of God say, when we're in heaven, what do we do?
你想好了吗?
Have you figured this out? What do we do while we're in heaven? Do we live as we live today? That would be great sadness then. If we are in this condition and we live forevermore in this condition, it's unbearable. No. But vision brings us an eternal hope. Now, If the Lord allows, tomorrow we'll talk on eternity.
但是我们看见异象给我们带来的将来的那个世界是难以想象的。
But vision shows us the world that is to come is beyond our imagination.
今天我们需要这个看见。
And today we need such a vision.
跟随主，你永远也不会灰心。
If we see the vision, we follow the Lord, and we'll never be discouraged. We will not lose heart.
你看保罗在地上经历多少的困难呢？
And you can see Paul amongst his difficulty and hardship.
他讲出他那些困难，我们看见都很害怕。
And when he shares with us his hardship, we fear on those hardships.
哎呀，我们心里面祷告主啊，保守我们永远不要经历那。
And we will pray in our heart, Lord, protect us to avoid all those hardships of Paul.
但是你看见这么多的艰难困苦。没有让保罗灰心。
But you see, all the affliction, all the hardship did not discourage Paul.
因为他是一个有意象的。
Because he is one with vision.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
意象是一个活的东西。
Vision is one, is something that's living.
我们从圣经里面可以看见。
We're able to see in the Bible.
神在历史上。
Throughout history.
神曾经把一些大意象、大的一面赐给人。
Now there is great visions which God has given unto man.
那么。当然，我们知道神用这些人。
Of course, we know when God uses these individuals, they are servants of God.
那么，我想这些人固然他们在主跟前有很大的价值。
Now, of course, they're very useful to the Lord.
而他们更大的价值在他们那个职分上面。
But the more value is upon their ministry.
因为神要借着他向所有神的儿女说话。
That is because through such vessels, God is to speak to all His children.
所以我们看见圣经中有几个大重大的意象。
So we can see these great visions in the Bible.
这个呢，
this,
今天你我都需要看见。
These visions are what you and I need to see today.
我想我。简单的把这几个重要的意象给弟兄姊妹们稍微解释一下。
I think I will just slightly point out and introduce these visions to brothers and sisters.
我们晓得在人类历史上第一个最重大的意象发生在西乃山上。
We know throughout human history, the first most important vision happened on Mount Sinai.
我们知道从西乃山以后，
We know after Mount Sinai,
神借着摩西
God through Moses
写下了摩西五经
wrote to us the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses.
那么神在启示里面让他开始明白了一些过去人所不能明白的东西。
In Revelation, God has shown to Moses things unknown before.
这个摩西五经呢
Now, the Pentateuch,
实在是人的历史上神一个重大的启示。
It is a great revelation from God in human history.
这五卷书可以说是最重要的著作。
Now these five books of Moses then are the most important literary work.
是一个伟大的启示。
It is a great revelation.
我们知道，在摩西之前
we know then before Moses,
没有什么文字的记载。
There was no human recording in history.
若不是后来他写摩西五经啊。
Now after he wrote the five books of Moses,
我们根本就不晓得过去发生什么事情。
If that was not written, we did not know what took place before that.
当他写创世纪的时候，
when he wrote Genesis,
我们就知道原来整个万有是神所创造。
Then we come to know all of creation was created by God.
他不仅让我们看见万有是神所创造，
not only was it made known to us, all of creation was created by God.
并且告诉我们神创造万有是为着他的目的。
But it also tells us all of creation is for his purpose.
那么不仅他让我们看见神在万有中的目的，
not only does God show us his purpose amongst all of his creation,
他也告诉我们人从哪里来的，
but he also tells us where is man from,
是吧？若是没有创世纪，我们哪里知道人从哪里来的？
Without Genesis, where do we know where man is from?
那我们看见神造人原来是为着他的目的，
we're able to see that God created man for his purpose.
那么今天我们都是人呢？
And now we're all men today.
我们有看清楚这个目的吗？
Have we clearly seen this purpose then?
神造我们是为了什么？
What does God create us for?
创世纪告诉我们。
Genesis tells us.
神创造我们是为了他的目的。
God created man for his purpose.
并且创世纪告诉我们。
And Genesis tells us.
神创造人是造男造女。
And God created us both male and female.
原来这些都有神的目的在。
And behind this, there is the purpose of God.
所以你今天会成为男人，会成为女人。
So today you're created male and female.
是神的目的在支配这些东西的。
That is because it is according to God's purpose that this has been made.
那么神把男女配合成家庭。
And God has put man and woman together as a family.
原来神给我们
And God also has his purpose in the family unit. And so later on, Paul knew. God has established the family also for his purpose. And today, as the children of God, do we understand this? Without the book of Genesis written by Moses, we do not know where man is from. And we do not know what is the purpose of man's living, right? And how important is this revelation? And then it shows us how man fell. Also, the book of Genesis tells us how man fell. And this is also a great revelation.
Now,
people in this world today do not even know where the original sin is. Now, as far as Christians are concerned, we are very clearly
known.
We thank God it's through Moses this was written for us to know. We also see then after man fell, hiddenly, God already has continued to work the work of recovery. And so from Genesis, from Abel to Joseph, God has infinite patience to continue to do his recovery work step by step by step. How do we know all this? That is because Moses was used to pen the Pentateuch. And this is a great introduction to us. And when we get into Exodus, we're able to see that God made known to us his name. And his name is the Lord God. And we know now who he is, his very own nature. And for his purpose, he made this known. Then God led the Israelites out of Egypt. We're able to see then in that generation, for his purpose, God is already at work. If Moses did not receive this revelation,
没有这个意象,
without this vision,
今天这一切所有的作为我们都无从知其,
then we would not have understanding of all this work of God today.
所以西乃山,
so on Mount Sinai,
是神 在人类历史上工作的头一个里程碑,
it is the first milestone of God's work in this human history. And that is the great work of God. And that revelation not only ends there.
我们看见在西乃山上,
we're able to see then God on Mount Sinai gave the law. And he desired for his people to obey his law. And then gave the pattern on the mount for the tabernacle. And through the tabernacle, he made known to us what is in his heart throughout all of creation. And we realize this is the first revelation that God gives us a complete picture. So today, when we reflect and read through the building, the structure of the tabernacle, do we discover this very amazing matter? That in the tabernacle, each stitch, each measurement has a spiritual meaning. The veil, or the pole, or even the veil. And all the vessels within the tabernacle. Each matter has a spiritual meaning behind it.
所以你知道吗? 这个应验呢, 后来保罗的看见,
and this really fulfills the vision of Paul later to come.
保罗说在教会中, 基督是一切,
Paul says that Christ is in all, who fills all and is in all.
所以你可以用整个会幕解释基督的意义。
We're able to use the entire tabernacle to explain about Christ. And what a wonder this is. Even though the tabernacle is not very great.
但是它是一个完全的启示。
But it is a complete revelation.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是神赐给人异象所带下来荣耀的结果。
This is the glorious result of the vision that was given by God.
若是没有这个异象
，and without such a vision，
我们不可能看见这个东西。
We would not be able to see these things.
所以西乃山
，so on Mount Sinai，
神把它隐藏看不见的目的启示给。
His purpose, which is unseen, unknown, has been made known and revealed unto Moses.
摩西因着这个异象,
and Moses, because of this revelation,
写下了摩西五经,
he wrote the five books of Moses.
这真是不得了的五卷书。
Now, this is a wonderful, amazing book,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
那么以后我们晓得以色列人就遵着摩西的所有的教导活在神跟前。
Then later on, we realize all the people of Israel follow the laws of Moses to live before God.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
他们呢并没有能持守住当初的那个启示。
Now, they cannot hold on to that original revelation.
所以呢以色列整个历史的生活你看就起起伏伏的。
We can see throughout history, history of Israel continues to have its many ups and downs.
有的时候落到非常低的低谷。
And sometimes they are down, way down in the valley.
有点恢复起来。
And sometimes there is a bit of revival.
我们看见神也断断续续地把他的意象赐给一些神的仆人。
And we see throughout God continues to give his vision through his servants.
那么有很多人看见都局部的。
And many would only have a partial view.
不像摩西看见的这么样的一个完全。
Unlike Moses when he has such a complete view of this vision.
这实在是一个重要的一个开端。
This is a very important beginning.
那么一直到了以色列百姓偏离神偏离到没有办法再偏离的情况的时候
，until the people of Israel departed far, far away from God, that they cannot go any further.
到了以色列人被掳的时期
，in the captivity of the Israelites.
在被掳的初期
，now at the beginning of their captivity,
神得着先知以西结。
God gained the prophet Ezekiel.
神借着以西结又做了一次。完整的启示。
Again, through the prophet Ezekiel, God gave a complete vision again.
但是这一次的启示叫我们感觉非常特别。
But this vision, this revelation is very special for us.
你如果仔细的读以西结书
，If we read the book of Ezekiel in detail,
全本以西结书都在灵的境界里面。
All of the entire book of Ezekiel is in the spirit realm.
所以呢，今天呢，主提醒我们。
So today the Lord reminds us.
他的目的在我们身上。
When His purpose is upon us.
如果不在生命，不在灵的里面。
If it is not in the of the spirit of life.
我们就很可能就落到了什么？落到了宗教的一个范围。
Very easily then we'll fall into the realm of religion.
所以那个时候我们看见以色列的犹太教逐渐开始成型。
We're able to see that in Israel during that time, Judaism was beginning to form.
因为他们离开了起初的启示。
Because they have departed away from the original vision.
他们持守了外面的一些字句道理。
They hold fast to the outward form and doctrine.
那个时候我们看见以色列人的偏离叫神实在心碎。
And we can see the departure of Israel toward the will of God, how it aches and breaks the heart of God.
先知们表达神的心是那么的痛苦的。
And it is so much pain for the prophets to reveal the heart of God to them.
但是神因为他不能违背他自己的拣选。
But because God has no repentance toward his calling.
以色列百姓这样的败坏，神和人就爱他们。
Even as corrupt as the people of Israel were, God still loved them.
最后借着以西结再做一次完整的。
Again, through the prophet Ezekiel, he gave a full vision.
所以我们可以看见在旧约时代中啊，这个从摩西开始得到一个完全的启示。
We're able to see that in the Old Testament, beginning with Moses, there is a complete vision.
到旧约历史结束的时候
，Now even when the history was about to end in the Old Testament,
又做过一次大的
through Ezekiel, there was another grand vision.
神把天开了，把异象赐给。
The heavens opened and he saw visions of God.
那我们知道，在以西结的这个异象里面
，Now we know in this vision of Ezekiel，
它包含了三件重要的事情。
There are great important things that were involved.
第一个，他就看见神的荣耀。
First, he saw the glory of God.
我想我们没有时间去详细解释这些。
I don't think we have enough time to expound on these things.
那么他不仅看见什么是神的荣耀
，Not only did he see what is the glory of God，
那么他也看见。
But he also saw the power of resurrection.
神使枯骨能变为耶和华的军队。
That through the dry bones, God is able to make for himself an army.
生命的气息进来了。
And when the breath of life comes in,
人的光景就活了。
Then the condition of man
不
仅
活了，还能起来征战。
Not only to live, but to battle.
所以他预先的看见 复活的生命。
So he first saw the power of resurrection.
然后在四十章以后，他看见圣城耶路撒冷。
And after chapter 40, he saw that holy city Jerusalem.
这个看见很特别。
Now this vision is very special.
神叫他拿着杆子，拿着绳子、尺度啊。
And God told him to measure very accurately, very concisely with the measuring rod. And in vision, God showed him this earthly Jerusalem on earth can be broken. Now we know because Ezekiel was a priest.
那么三十岁的时候，他应该进到圣殿里面去服侍。
Now, when he was 30, he ought to be serving in the temple.
但现在他成了一个被掳的人。
But now he is only a captive.
在加巴卢的河边为敌人在疏通运河。
And from the, by the river Shebar, he is only a captive of the enemy to make the canal.
是一个爱神的人。
But Ezekiel was one who loved the Lord.
他想到耶路撒冷被毁。
And when he considered that Jerusalem was destroyed,
圣殿被拆,
and the temple was destroyed,
他的内心是何等的痛苦啊,
and how it pains and aches his heart.
他感觉神的工作被神的儿女们破坏了,
and he feels the work of God now is destroyed by the children of God.
他在一种非常低沉的一个情绪的里面,
and in great despair and sorrow,
内心中充满了许多的这个痛苦。
And there is great pain and sorrow in his heart.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
神开他的眼睛,
God opened his eyes.
使他看见,
caused his eyes to see.
神的目的, that, 没有任何人能破坏,
that the purpose of God, none can change or destroy.
一点的尺寸都不差,
that there is no measurement that is in error.
你仔细量量看看,
now measure accurately and see.
所以在以西结看见这个圣城的这个意象。
So in this vision, when Ezekiel saw the holy city,
最讲究就是这些尺寸。
It is most meticulous is the measurement.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
我们看见这个吗？
We're able, are we able to see that? If we see this,
我们里面就得安慰了。
Then we are comforted.
今天我们看见地上好像教会被仇敌毁坏。
Today when we see the church, it seems like the enemy has destroyed the church.
好像被人的错误毁坏了。
And by the error of man has been destroyed.
不不，没有任何人能毁坏神的目的。
No such thing, no man can destroy the church of God.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
If he opens our eyes,
给我们意象,
and give us vision,
能看见神的教会无人能毁坏。
That the church of God, no man can destroy.
到最后出现的时候是完整的。
And at the end, when the church appears, it is perfect.
一点点的尺寸都不会差
的。All the measurements are correct.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天如果侍奉主没有这样的看见，
if we serve the Lord and we do not have this vision,
我们真是上胆了。
Then we will faint.
我年轻的时候常常跟一些同伴们在一起。
When I was young and the fellow workers were together,
看见教会中很多败落的事情。
And we see many fallen things in the church.
我们很痛心啊。
And it aches our heart.
我们很难过。
And it is sorrowful.
但是有时候我们彼此勉励。
But sometimes we encourage one another.
若不是主开我们里面一点眼睛啊,
if the Lord does not open our eyes within somewhat,
看见了神的工作将来是完全的。
To see that the work of God is perfect.
今天我们有100个心都灰得光光的。
And today if we have even 100 hearts, it will be all discouraged.
今天你在教会中有服侍的人就能领会。
And those who serve in the church, we understand that.
多么不容易的事情。
It is not easy.
为什么到今天我们仍旧在这个艰难，在这种败坏的环境中还要继续往前呢？
Now why is it even in this fallen condition, in this shortcoming, we still want to move forward?
这就是以西结的经历所解释的。
And that is the experience of Ezekiel that tells us.
所以一个有意象的人。
And one who has vision.
没有任何的环境能打倒他。
No circumstance can beat to knock him down.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在旧约时代中，一前一尾。
At the beginning of the New Old Testament, at the end of the Old Testament,
神借着异象做了重大的启示。
We're able to see that God through vision has given great revelation.
当然神知道，
but God knows
这个是不够的。
That's not enough.
所以神开启了新约。
So God has the New Testament.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们的主耶稣，
our Lord Jesus,
忍受极大的痛苦。
And he has suffered great pains.
背负着所有人的罪。
And he has bore all the sin of this world.
在十字架上完成神的工作。
And on the work, on the cross, he completed the work of God.
是他让神的目的达到完全。
It is the Lord who has perfected, completed the work of God.
你知道他最后在十字架上喊说，成了。
So at last he
cried, "It is finished."
那什么意思?
What does that mean?
这不是光是救恩成了。
It is not only that our salvation is finished.
那是神的托付，神的旨意在他身上成了。
Now, but the commitment what God entrusted to him, now it is finished.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
从那个时候开始起。
From that point on,
我们知道神的工作进入另外一个境界。
We know that the work of God has gone into a different realm.
但是在新约时代神的百姓。
Now, for the children of God in the New Testament,
人就需要异象。
We must have vision.
人就需要里面的启示。
And we have revelation.
Revelation within.
Therefore, in the New Testament, God also gave two great visions.
And
one great vision was given to the Apostle Paul.
Now
we see that Paul, when he received this vision, from the way to Damascus until he was imprisoned in Rome, the entire vision of God was revealed completely.
So, in the他在哥罗西书里面可以这样讲。
So in the book of Colossians, he can say,
他说神的启示在我身上达到完全。
That the revelation of God has been made known to me.
因为他完全明白基督的意义。
Because he now completely understands the meaning of Christ. Because the purpose of God is Christ.
他也话告诉我们，神的奥秘就是基督。
And he tells us the mystery of God is Christ.
因为现在他开始对基督有一个完全的认识。
So now Paul has a new complete understanding of Christ.
从那天开始起。
From that point on.
我们就看见保罗里面有一个很清楚的一个焦点。
We're able to see there's a very clear focal point for Paul.
那么他就专心地跟随基督。
And he very diligently follows Christ.
他的侍奉。
And his service.
我们看见每一封书信。
Each epistle.
一切问题的解答都从基督开始。
All the answers begin with Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主给他有何么多么重大的一个开启。
The Lord has given this great revelation
to Paul. 他不仅认识元首基督。
Not only does he know Christ as the head.
他也懂得什么是教会。
But he also knows what is the church.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
这句话对今天很多弟兄姊妹来讲都不陌生。
These words are so familiar to us today.
但是我们真正懂得什么是基督的身体。
But do we truly understand what it means to be the body of Christ?
若是没有异象。
If without vision.
我们只能从字面上懂得。
We can only understand on the surface of the word.
保罗为这件事情解释得非常非常的清
楚。Paul explains this very, very clearly.
他就把旧约时代中间神的那个启示啊把它带到一个更具体的一个光景。
All the revelation of God in the Old Testament, he brings in new light in the new revelation very clearly.
他自己说，他说这是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，现在向我开启。
He says this is the mystery that was unknown throughout the ages, now has been made known to me.
感谢主，有保罗的这个启示。
And we thank the Lord for the revelation of Paul.
所以后世的教会的神的儿女们。
So the church, the children of God after.
我们根据保罗的启示。
According to the revelation given to Paul.
我们可以略略的明白。
We have somewhat an understanding of the purpose of God.
但是今天我们仍旧需要看见保罗所看见。
But today we must see what Paul saw.
这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
This is very, very important.
我们读教会历史我们就晓得。
When we read church history, we understand.
教会曾经落在极大的黑暗的里面。
When the church was in great darkness.
这个一直到了几百年前。弟兄运动起来的时候
and even only several hundred years ago, beginning with the Brethren movement,
这个教会是基督的身体，这个意义才被重新把它启示出来。
It was only again made known, revealed to us, the body of Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神的目的是看不见的。
Now the purpose of God is invisible.
所以我们的弟兄们过去的都知道。
So the brethren before us all understand this.
真正的教会是看不见。
So the true church is unseen.
我们今天所看见的，实在来讲，那个差得很远。
Which we see today, the church which we see is a far cry from the church.
当然，我们是教会，我们也在教会里面。
But we are the church and we are in the church.
但是我们并没有完全表现那个教会真实的情况。
But we cannot truly manifest the true condition of the church.
但是这个启示已经给我们带来。大的亮光。
But this revelation already bring great light unto us.
那么不仅有保罗这个大的启示。
Not only this great revelation of Paul.
那么到了第一个世纪快结束的时候。
At near the end of the first century.
约翰在拔摩海岛上。
John on the island Patmos.
再一次看见天开了。
Again, he saw the heavens open.
神的异象临到他。
And the vision of God came upon him.
他就把使徒保罗当初所看见的。
And he showed to us what Paul, the Apostle Paul saw.
把他带到一个更具体、更实际的光景里
面。He brings into even more practical and a reality of these visions.
他让我们看见人子的意象。
And he gives us the vision of the Son of Man.
他给我们看见羔羊的意象。
He gives us the vision of the Lamb of God.
这个对于神的目的。
And as far as the purpose of God,
更深一层的一个一个解释。
He gives us even a deeper explanation.
并且呢，带到更实际的一个情况的里面。
And he brings us into more of a reality, very practically.
最后，约翰让我们看见圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And then John shows us the New Jerusalem descending from above.
那一座高大无比。辉煌美丽的一座城。
That splendid, magnificent, great, grand city, New Jerusalem descending.
是用宝石建造的。
It was made with precious stones.
珍珠建造的。
And made with pearls.
金金建造的。
And fine gold.
这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
这就告诉我们说，神的目的最终达到完成的时候。
It tells us now at the end of the purpose of God when it's fulfilled.
不仅以西结所看见的那个尺寸。
Not only are the measurements which Ezekiel saw, they are all correct.
并且它的性质上面也是绝对完全。
But even the very nature of it is completely accurate.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
因为约翰看见这座城，他所讲的都是宝石，讲的珍珠，是指的那个性质说的。
That's because when John saw this holy city, it is speaking of the nature of the city with the precious stones and the pearl.
所以在新约圣经最后，神再做一次完整的启示。
So in the New Testament, once again, God gives us this complete vision.
我们满心感谢我们的主。
And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our Lord.
虽然他的目的是看不见的。
Even though his purpose is invisible.
但是他借着异象。使人知道明白。
But it is through vision he allows it to be made known for man to understand.
所以，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天教会在地上是需要有异象的。
Today the church on earth must have vision.
如果没有这个异象
，Now without vision,
我们侍奉主没有目标。
Now there is no direction as we serve the Lord.
还有一个很严重的事情。
And also very important.
我们也不知道道路在哪里。
We do not know the way.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个异象不仅是我们看见神的目的。
And this vision not only shows us the purpose of God.
这个异象也支配我们的道路。
But this vision also appropriates, directs our way.
所以你看见历世历代这些侍奉主的人。
So we can see throughout the ages those who serve God.
他们里面一旦有了开启，有了异象。
In that generation, there's a beginning and they have the revelation.
他们的路就不一样了。
Then their way is different.
他们不再走那些以色列其他百姓们的路。
They do not go on the way all the people of Israel are going on.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
So this is very important.
保罗得到了启示。
Paul received the revelation.
他就知道有一条路需要跑的。
He knows there's a way, a course he must go.
因为这是异象决定。他一生的道路
because his course is determined by that vision.
所以神的众仆人都是根据异象来跑主的道路。
Therefore, all the servants of God are directed by the vision of God to go on their course.
那么翻过来说
Now, if we turn that around,
今天我们看看你所走的路，就知道你有没有异象。
If we go, we look at our own course, then we will know, are we walking according to vision?
异象道路显示异象。
It is the course, the way that will manifest our vision.
今天很多人讲异象。
Today many speak of visions.
可以，你可以讲。
You can speak on it.
来看看你走什么路。
But let's look at the way that you're on.
你所走的路证实那个是不是真的看见。
Your way will confirm your vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法欺骗神的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot deceive God.
所以保罗讲，故此我没有违背。那个意象。
Therefore, Paul says, I was not disobedient to
the vision. 什么叫违背意象？
What does it mean to be disobedient to that vision? When we change the course,
你就是违背意象。
Then we have been disobedient to that vision.
我们知道有很多，当初很多人
Now, there are many who have visions before. Indeed, they saw.
但是呢, 走走走,
but gradually, their course has gone off. Brothers and sisters, this is very practical. So today, when we want to hold fast to the way of the Lord, and according to the vision, to hold fast to the way, because only by the vision, it will direct you to go on the right way. Because the church of God on earth today, it is not a very visible way outwardly for us to see. What way, what is the course that is accurate
there?
It is according to the vision, the purpose which you see within.
我想为着年轻弟兄姊妹啊，我不得已，我只能举个例子说明一下。
I think for the sake of the younger brothers and sisters, I'll give an example.
我们西雅图附近呢有一个很漂亮的山叫 Mountain Rainier.
Now in Seattle, there is a very beautiful mountain range. It is Mount Rainier.
那是我们那个整个地区里面最高的一座山。
It's the highest mountain range in that region.
它好像成了一个地标一样。
It is like just a point on the road map that will direct us.
那我们从西雅图开车去这个山的时候。
If you were to drive from Seattle to Mount Rainier,
它并不是有这么一条直路一直过去的。
It is not just a straight drive.
哇，这个路很曲折啊。
Actually, it is very windy.
有时候开开开，好像走了相反方向去。
It seems like sometimes when you're driving, you're going in opposite direction.
有时候又走到个地方，不知道到哪里了。
And when you're at a certain place, you're lost, it seems.
但是你不需要害怕。
But do not fear.
你只要看到那个山。
If you see the mountain range, and you adjust your direction, then that means you're going on the right course. So what is the right course today? That you have to have your target, your purpose in sight, and then when you reach the target, the purpose, then it proves your way was right. And how important this is. And we say we're on the heavenly journey today. Do you have a very clear purpose, a clear target? So, brothers and sisters, especially in the end times, the way of the church on earth is very chaotic and confused. It is so confusing, it cannot get any more complex. And when we see all the children of God, how scattered they are. So, the book of Proverbs tells us, without vision, the people scatter. Because there's no more purpose, no more target. Now, many of the Christian activities, today will tell you one thing, tomorrow will tell you another, and it's so confusing. It is the same during the time of Jeremiah. When the people were to be taken into captivity, and there was so much fighting, and so much chaos, and the people don't know where to go. And so Jeremiah shouted and proclaimed,
他说你们不要乱跑,
do not scatter,
站住,
stand still,
仔细地观察,
and look and see,
要看看哪里是古道,
and to see where is the ancient way.
你走那个古道,
if you go on the ancient way, you'll find rest.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天什么能决定我们的道路呢?
Today, what will determine our course?
乃是意象,
it is vision.
乃是在意象中神所启示神的目的,
it is in vision when he reveals to us his purpose.
如果没有这一个,
without this,
你我今天跟随主, 迟早会,
you and I, when we follow the Lord, sooner or later, we'll fall into the snare of the enemy.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这么多年过来,
all these years, we can see there's a group of brothers and sisters because there's vision within. And the Lord continues to adjust, correct our way. And today we need to look to the Lord for His great mercy. Because we're living in the end times. It is the most chaotic time in this world. If we go on the wrong way, we cannot reach the target, the destination of God, then we do not need to make mention of being overcomers. Perhaps our life would be in vain before the Lord. And we have ran in vain and we have served in vain. Now we have done so much, but yet at the end when we come before the Lord, it counts for nothing. And indeed, then there will be gnashing of teeth and there will be great regret. So may the Lord have mercy on us. So we must have this true vision within. Brothers and sisters, only these unseen things.
那么借着神的启示,
through the revelation of God, it is made known to us. So that when we bear this ministry which has been committed unto us, we will not faint.
并且呢,
and we also understand it is this vision that will empower us, give us strength. Now we say there are many co-workers. And so what is these fellow workers? They are binded together. They are not binded together by tradition. They are not binded together by the work. But they're only binded together, upheld by the vision, and that will not change. Aside from this, there is no guarantee. Because the word of the Lord is very clear. Without vision, the people are scattered. It is the church that is held by the vision. So we gather together. Why you gather here? You must see within. I must see. And if we're gathered together, binded by this vision, nothing can shake us. So dear brothers and sisters, we cannot allow for anything or matter outside of the Lord to take his place. And may the Lord use his vision to bind us together. And so in these 450 years of my life, we can see all the fellow workers in the early stage. We're all fellow workers working well together. And we're all very diligent to study the scriptures. We're all very zealous. We all have zeal. And they're very diligent in preaching the gospel. And they're very diligent to care for brothers and sisters. And they also manifest the function of their gift. But what aches our hearts? But gradually as we walk, we scatter. So we can see even with similar backgrounds, we cannot hold together. Only vision holds us together. So dear brothers and sisters, how important is this matter? It is not that God is not at work. He is willing to work. But are we willing to obey his direction? And this is a great reminder the Lord gives us today. And we thank God that he has a purpose. And God desires to bring all of us into his purpose. Today, all our service, our pursuit is also for his purpose. Yet this purpose is invisible. It is through vision that he has revealed, made known to us, so that we are able to see his purpose. And we thank our God. Now, it is not very difficult because it's nothing we can do. But revelation is from God. It is from our Father. And he's willing to reveal himself to us. If we have a pure heart before him, brothers and sisters, how he revealed this to Paul, likewise he'll reveal to us. Likewise, as he revealed to John, he'll reveal unto us. May the Lord allow for us in these days we don't have much left, that we will live with a determined, accurate goal before us. That we will truly run on the course that is pleasing to the Lord. I think if the Lord were to return in this way, and we can welcome him with joy. And many brothers and sisters say, Lord, adorn your bride, make her ready. How is she adorned? How are we adorned? No. If you run the right course, and run toward his purpose, Then such a group beforehand will be blessed. So during Paul's days,
他说,
that I am not mindful of my own life, but I must run the course of God and to finish the ministry he has entrusted to me. And may the Lord bless us. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
Lord, from the depth of our being, we give you our worship.
我们似乎在这里讲了我们所不配讲的东西。
It's as if we share, we preach that which we are unworthy to preach.
但是，这是你要给所有神的儿女的。
But this is your word to all your children.
也是你在我们身上的寄望。
It is also your expectation upon us.
主啊，我们求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes
让我们能看见,
so that we may see.
今天不容许仇敌把我们的眼弄瞎了,
do not allow for the enemy to blind our eyes.
好叫我们仍旧能过着有清楚标杆的生活,
so that we may live with a clear purpose.
我们能跑在你所喜悦的路上,
and run on a course that is pleasing unto you.
求你祝福你自己的话语,
Lord, bless your own word.
垂听我们的祷告,
and listen to our prayer. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.